Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Have you ever wondered what it would take to turn $100 into $1,000? $10,000, or $100,000. Today, we're going to break down the steps that it took us from holding a simple $100 in our hands to becoming multimillionaire, growing our wealth by more than 10x in a mere 5 years. And if you stick with us until the end, we're also going to reveal how this $100 can turn into millions of dollars and beyond.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Now, one thing to be clear is that we're not saying getting rich is easy. However, it can be simple, and there's a big difference. More on that later. Here's the deal. We know everyone's got their own level of risk, so we're breaking it down from the basics, starting with just $100. We're going to ramp it up, ramping up the stakes as we roll on. And remember this, higher risk brings higher chance of reward. Ready to see how far $100 can take you? Let's dive in. All right, let's get into something that might raise a few eyebrows here, especially coming from us, the Kitty Sisters. We're usually the first to say that piling all your cash in a regular banking account isn't our style, right? Well, why? Well, bank can fail. Remember those headlines? Plus, leaving your money in a standard bank account can mean missing out on making more money. But hang on there, there's an exception to every rule, right? Enter the high interest savings accounts. Think of it as the McRib of your banking. It's not always on the menu, but when it is, everyone's racing to get a piece of it. Well, at least us. And guess what? Right now, we're in the sweet spot to benefit from the juicier rates. We're not just talking theory here. We're actually actively putting our money where our mouth is.
In some of our big real estate projects, we stash away cash in short-term CDs, snagging a cool 4.5% interest for our business funds. And when these accounts have millions of dollars in them, at 4.5%, that's not a bad gate for not doing any extra work except talking to our banker.
If you've got to park cash, you might as well make it work for you, right? Instead of letting it nibbled away by inflation, let's turn it into more.
So about that $100 burning a hole in your pocket, look into CD, high yield saving, or even money market account where your money can do some heavy lifting, right? Now, we have talked a lot about bank failure risk, and yes, that's a real thing.
But there's a smart way to play it safer. Keeping individual bank deposits under 250,000 FDIC insured limits, stick with big name banks like Chase or Bank of America, the too big to fail institutions, and use the accounts as your emergency stash. While this can be considered an emergency fund stash, do not risk the temptation of pulling it out for gas or your next McRib, as that can kill any hopes of it growing.
High interest saving account is all about low risk and easy access here, not chasing that highest returns. Think of it as a safe base where your money isn't just sitting idly around, it's slowly growing.
Next up, let's talk about gold, the trusty jumper cable of the investment world. Gold is making a big comeback as a safe haven asset, and why not? It's like the Swiss Army knife of the world metals, used from everything from your smartphone to your dental fillings to spacecraft, right? It's thanks to that malleability and resistance to corrosion that gives it that kind of attributes.
However, investing in gold is a bit like a slow cooked meal here. It's about patience, right? Despite a recent uptick in prices, don't expect to turn into billionaires overnight with just a tiny investment. But it's a solid player for hedging, especially against the US dollar, which, let's face it, guys, isn't what it used to be. Over the last century, the dollar has lost more than 95% of its value. Imagine what once was able to buy 30 Hershey bars, now barely can get you one. Here's how gold has shined over the same period, from a humble $20 per ounce to a dazzling $2,373.20. That's a lot of chocolate bar if you think about it. So why should your $100 go towards gold? Here's a few glittering reasons. Inflation hedge. Gold is like the tortoise in the race, steadily maintaining value through inflationary times. Safe haven. During economics or global uncertainties, gold is where people flock to, helping stabilize your portfolio. Diversification. It dances to its own tune, not in sync with the stock market or the bond market, which reduces your risk. Tangible asset is something you can hold, not just numbers on a screen, giving that feeling of real, solid value, and has real use in all sorts of products. And here we're talking about physical gold, not ETFs.
Universally valued. Like a smile is a smile anywhere in the world, except maybe France. Okay, Frenchies, we're kidding here. We love you guys. No matter where you go, gold is gold and the universal language of value.
Potentials for returns, not usually the main act for quick profits, but it can deliver solid performance, especially when demand spikes.
And about liquidity, it's like the time when Louis XVI tried to sneak out of France with Marie Antoinette using a big fat coin at their pit stop. Wrong move, screaming like royalty on the run and letting through their capture. While you can sell gold quickly, don't try to use it in gold bond to buy your grocery. It's not exactly pocket change.
Remember, the risk of investing in gold is pretty low, about a 2 out of 10. The real risks lie in what else you could do with that money for potentially higher returns.
Next are collectibles. Diving into collectibles are like cracking open a treasure chest. Every piece has its own story, and some are worth a whole lot more than you think. Think about collectibles as the vinyl records of the investing world. They're not just things, they're memories, cultures, and sometimes a hefty paycheck if you know what you're collecting.
Whether it's rare comics, vintage wine, or those Pokemon cards everyone thought were just for kids, collectible can skyrocket in value. The trick here is knowing what's going to be hot before anyone else does.
Just remember, while the potential for returns can get your head spinning, it's also super volatile. One day, you can be holding the next auction star, and the next day, you can be holding like a common Pikachu card.
Risk level, 7 out of 10. Volatile and highly dependent on market trends and collector interests.
And now the stock market. Jumping into individual stocks is like strapping into a roller coaster where you have no control over the tracks. High risk, high reward, and definitely not for the faint at heart. Picking the right stock is part art, part science, and a whole lot of gut checking, and sometimes even throwing spaghetti into the wall kind of deal. Imagine buying a slice of a company that you believe in and watch it grow or plummet.
The key here is to do your homework, keep your nerves, and maybe, just maybe, you'll buy the next big winner that turns your $100 into a whole lot more. But beware, the ride can be bumpy, and it's not just about picking the winners, but knowing when to step off the ride.
Risk level, 8 out of 10. Very high due to market volatility and potential for significant losses.
Next up is cryptocurrency, right? Until recent year, we would have thought it was money from the dead. Crypto is the wild, wild west of digital age, a frontier of highs and lows where fortunes can be made or lost with the click of a button.
Think of it as surfing, catching the right wave and you're on the ride of your life. Miss out and you might be wiped out. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the gang are not for the cautious investor, but if you're looking for an adrenaline-packed potential and you're savvy with technology, this could be your playground. Just strap in because the market never sleeps and is unpredictable as a stormy sea. Today, your $100 can turn to $100,000, but the next day it can plummet to 10 cents. That's an enter at your own risk zone.
Risk level, 10 out of 10. Extremely high due to immense market fluctuations and speculative nature. Next, the lottery ticket, the dreamer's gamble.
The lottery ticket. It's like buying a ticket to dream big for a few bucks. The chances of winning big are slim, like really slim. But it's a thrill of the what if that keeps people coming back. It's not investing, it's really hoping. But hey, who says you can't have a little fun? Just don't bet the farm on it.
Yes, definitely. Think of it as a dessert on your investment wheel. Sweet and exciting, but not really nutritious. If you do strike lucky, it could be a life-changing. But as wise gambler once said, don't bet more than you can afford to lose.
The lottery is often jokingly referred to as a tax on the poor and the hapless, especially since the folks scratching by who tend to be buying most of these tickets. Think of it this way. If the dream of a mega jackpot is a slice of pie in the sky, the hard truth is most people who can least afford another slice off their plate keep buying it.
Americans throwing down quite a bit of cash on lottery tickets, with some households shelling out hundreds of dollars each year. In 2021, Americans spent over $105 billion on lottery tickets, making it the most popular form of gambling.
That's money that could be padding your savings account or funding your much-needed vacation. Essentially, playing the lottery regularly is like tossing away your wallet into a black hole and hoping it comes back stuffed with cash. Spoiler alert, it won't.
And let's talk odds for a second. Winning the lottery is less likely than getting struck by lightning while chilling on the wings of an airplane in mid-crash.
So for those who cringe at the thought of wasting cash or paying extra taxes, skip the lottery, Ruth, might be your smartest gamble yet. Instead of playing the game that's rigged against you, why not save or invest that dough? Your future self would thank you. And hey, and at least you won't need to avoid open fields during a thunderstorm.
Risk level, 10 out of 10, the highest risk with really low chance of return.
All right, as promised, let's dive into the magic of turning a simple $100 into millions of bucks and more. You heard us right at the beginning. Getting rich quickly isn't easy, but it's simple. So what do we mean by this?
Let us break it down. The world has fed us with the big lies that to make serious money, you need to work your tail off. There's this crazy belief that your earnings are directly tied to how hard you sweat. That's the trap. It set up this false narrative where you think just pushing harder and longer will pad your bank account. But that's far from the truth.
Here's a reality check. In today's digital playground, some folks actually make millions of dollars just streaming themselves playing video games or unboxing a toy that they didn't even build or create or eating breakfast. No heavy lifting involved, just pure creativity and understanding of the game. That's why we say getting rich isn't just hard work, it's about playing smart.
Now, how do you turn that $100 into $1 million? It's about leveraging what you got. Let us share a personal story where we use a little less than $100 to buy a ticket to a real estate seminar. Not just any seminar, but one that opened our eyes to the powerhouse of real estate investment.
This wasn't sinking cash into stock or crypto. It was investing in knowledge that has intrinsic value and grows over time. So from $100, it led us to a multifamily apartment business that today generates millions of dollars.
Skipping that initial seminar would have cost us millions, right? Not just money left on a table, but the chance to build something massive. So when you're staring down a small investment in your education, your growth, your future, think it's not a cost of you buying, but what is the cost if you didn't do it? That's what matters. Let that sink.
Now that you got this $100 to multiply, tune into this episode to see how we turn $0 to $300 million in 5 years.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.